I've never looked that our churches should be big churches. I've always wanted them to be pure churches. When we started CF, the first CFC church started in my home 50 years ago, 1975. Two families, my family, another family. That's all. And there was a word the Lord gave me at that time concerning what he wanted to do. And that was from the book of Malachi. I want you to turn there for a moment. Malachi was the last prophet in the nation of Israel before Jesus came. John the Baptist was there as a forerunner. But before that, Malachi was the last. And the Lord says here, the condition of people was so bad. Not that they were sinning, not they were committing adultery and murder and all that. I'm not talking that way. But their attitude to God was so casual. And here is the proof of that. You know, they had to offer sacrifices to the Lord. That was every day the Jews had to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. A sheep or a goat or a bird. But what would they do? They go through their flock. They were all, many of them were shepherds. They had flock of sheep and goats and all that. And it says here in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 8, when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? So this guy, for example, he says, I got to offer a sheep to the Lord today. Let me go through the flock and find a lame sheep, which is a bit of a nuisance to me in any case. Let me offer that. Oh, here's another sheep that is blind. That's another problem for me to have a blind sheep. I'll offer it to God. Oh, here's one that is sick. I don't know when it will die. Let me offer it to God before it dies. The blind, you are offering to God the blind and the lame and the sick. They were offering, they were making offerings, but they were offering God that which cost them zero. That is the condition of many Christians today. You think it costs them anything to come to church on a Sunday morning and to act very holy? It costs them about zero, most Christians. You ask yourself, what are you offering to God? Is it the blind and the lame and the sick? That which is worthless to you? Or is your life a life of sacrifice where you sacrifice that which is costly to you? And so the Lord says, okay. And the Lord says, I wish you priests, verse 10, I wish you priests would close the gates when somebody comes with the lame, sick lamb. Close the gate and don't let them come and bring their offering there. Why are you putting that with fire on my altar when the fellows brought a lame, sick lamb? I wish there were priests who would close the gate and say, sorry, that's not acceptable. But he says, here's the thing. A day will come, verse 11, and that happened after the day of Pentecost, when from the rising of the sun to its setting, from east to west, all across the earth, the Lord says, my name will be great, and people will offer an offering, the middle of verse 11, an offering that is pure. I'm going to gather people who will not offer the lame and the sick and the blind. They will offer that which has really cost them something. I remember the Lord spoke that to me years ago. And the Lord said, you got to build CFC churches like that. With people who will offer that which is costly. And which cost them something. Not something cheap and worthless. A lot of people, they go to church on a Sunday morning, it costs them zero. Nothing. In fact, they gain a lot. Because they say, oh, it's a good place for my children to go and get some good, learn some good habits with other children. They're gaining. There's no sacrifice in their life. Yeah, I remember I used to work in the Navy. I was a naval officer for a number of years. And one day the Lord called me to leave my job. And one of the passages of scripture the Lord spoke to me was from 2 Samuel. I want you to look at that verse. Second Samuel in chapter 24. It's the last chapter of Samuel, Second Samuel. In Second Samuel, the Lord told David, I don't want to go into the history of all that, but he told him to go and make an offering, erect an altar. 2 Samuel 24, verse 18. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18. Go to the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite and erect an altar and give an offering for me over there. And David went. Listen to this. It's very interesting. He went to make an offering to the Lord. And remember what I said in Malachi. Offering that was cheap. And Araunah, who was a servant of David, said, hey, Lord, why have you come? He said, I want to buy your threshing floor because I want to make an altar here and I want to offer something to the Lord because there's a judgment that's come from the Lord here. And Araunah said, oh, Lord, you don't have to buy it from me. Please take it free. I'll offer this land to you free. I got oxen here, take it free. And there is wood here, the yokes of the oxen can be used for burning as wood. I'll offer everything to you free. Now, tell me, don't most people, 99.9% of the world, like to get something free? Yeah, all people are like that. Is it free? Oh, I'd like to have a copy of that. They won't buy a book if it costs $1, but if it's free, I'll take it. Even if I don't want it, I'll take it. That is our attitude. What is free? Let me take it. And David could have said, free, okay, let me take it. Then I don't have to spend anything. But you know what he said? No. David the king said, verse 24, I will pay you for it. Rana, you may be my servant, but I will not take anything from you free. I'll pay for the land. I'll pay for the oxen. I will pay for the wood. I'll pay for everything. Because if I don't pay for it, and I offer it to God, it'll be a cheap offering, like the lame and the sick and the blind which people give. And then what'll it cost me? Zero. And he said these wonderful words here. Listen to this. I will not, or middle of verse 24, I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. That is the word the Lord spoke to me 60 years ago when he called me to serve him. He told me, you must never offer to me that which costs you nothing. I said, Lord, I give you my word by the grace of God. I will never offer to you that which costs me nothing. If I serve you, it must cost me everything. I took all my life savings in the Navy and gave it away for God's work and left my job with zero in my bank account. And I said, Lord, I will never ask people for money in my whole life. I'll trust you to provide for me. And so my wife and I live very simply. What is there? We are alive. We are hale and hearty. And we had the tremendous privilege of serving God. So what if I could not drive a car? I rode a scooter for 42 years in India. So what? I could serve the Lord. That's the main thing. Brothers, I'm not saying that you should get rid of your car. Don't misunderstand me. You need it in this country. But ask yourself, whatever you do for the Lord, is it costing you something or is it cheap? To whom do you give cheap gifts? To beggars? To homeless people? If you're going for the wedding of your daughter, would you give a cheap gift to her? Would you buy a cheap dress for your daughter or your son? For those you love, you'll spend any amount of money. And your love for the Lord is tested not by money, but by other sacrifices that you have to make. Maybe I have to lose sleep sometimes. Maybe I have to spend money sometimes from my own pocket to serve the Lord. I remember once when I had to sell my two-wheel moped in India to buy an air ticket to go somewhere to serve the Lord. Fine. So what? What did I lose? My two-wheel motorcycle. I got a chance to serve the Lord. You see a man anywhere used by God, you say, boy, I'd like to be used by God like him. I'll tell you, you sacrifice, God will use you more than him. Because God is looking all over the world for those who will offer him that which costs them something. And I want to tell you this, my dear brothers and sisters, I love you all. I don't know all of you. I know some of you, but not all. And I'll give you one bit of advice. If you're serious, if you don't go to New York Church just as a matter of routine, but if you're really committed and say, this is my family. How many of you feel like that? This is my family. This is where I belong. I'm not a visitor here. I'm a family member. And I want to pay any price to make this a strong church that glorifies God. If you're like that, I tell you, God can use you in an amazing way to build the church in New York. It doesn't matter if you're uneducated. It doesn't matter if you don't know much of the Bible. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will build a church if you're willing to sacrifice. Because Jesus came from heaven to earth not to have a good time. He came here to sacrifice. From day one to the last day of his life on this earth, it was sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. And he says, follow me.